USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden in a speech Saturday called Russian President Vladimir Putin a dictator who cannot remain in power. Biden delivered the speech from Warsaw to close his trip to Europe. He pledged America's full support of NATO.
We have a sacred obligation under Article 5 to defend each and every inch of NATO territory with the full force of our collective power.
Biden also says that the U.S. will continue to provide weapons and equipment to Ukrainian forces while accepting up to 100,000 refugees. North Korea has not lost America's attention. The U.S. calls for tougher sanctions after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Russia is signaling that it is implementing a new strategy in its invasion of Ukraine. Its defense ministry said in a statement that the goals of its first stage of operation have mainly been accomplished and that it will focus on securing the Donbass region in the eastern part of Ukraine. Special advisor at the White House National Security Council, Matthew Miller, telling ABC's Good Morning America that the Biden administration is not paying attention to lip service.
We always wait to see what Russia actually does, not just take for granted what it actually says, because from the beginning of this conflict, they have never been honest about their aims.
Miller adding that while the U.S. was warning the world of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, the Kremlin downplayed things, accusing America of fear-mongering. Chinese authorities say none of the 132 people aboard a China Eastern flight that crashed last week survived. The plane took a nosedive into a mountainous area all of a sudden. Construction excavators dug into the crash site, searching for wreckage, remains, and the second black box. The voice recorder was found on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Teachers in one Minnesota school district is heading back to work.
Teachers in Minneapolis reached a tentative agreement to end a more than two-week strike over pay and other issues that stopped 29,000 students and around 4,500 educators and staff in one of Minnesota's largest school districts. The Union for Teachers and Support Staff planned to announce details later this weekend, but the union said it achieved what it sought when its members walked off the job March 8th when they were unable to agree on a contract with district leaders. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Members of Foo Fighters are devastated about the passing of their drummer Taylor Hawkins. Hawkins was with the group for the last 25 years. Not much in terms of details are available as to what caused the 50-year-old's death. The band said in a statement that his death was a tragic and untimely loss. Foo Fighters have been scheduled to play at a festival in Columbia on Friday night. Hawkins' final concert took place this past Sunday at another festival in Argentina. Border Patrol agents are accusing Jose Manuel Perez of smuggling about 60 lizards and snakes into the country at the San Ysidro border crossing with Mexico back in February. The reptiles were in small bags concealed in the man's jacket, pants pockets, and groin area. Perez, also known as Julio Rodriguez, told authorities they were pets. He has been accused of smuggling more than 1,700 reptiles into the country since 2016. Listen to us anytime at our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.